This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to another Joy 94.9 podcast.
Paul Anthony with you. Wednesday afternoon, my next guest, without a question, one of the most popular bands in Australia right now, had the longest chart run in Oz history with their single I Love It. The debut album has gone twice platinum, and at one point they had four singles in the top 50. He is from Sneaky Sound System, MC Double D. How are you doing?
Oh, pretty good. When you put it all like that, it's all quite impressive, isn't it?
Well, it is very impressive. I must admit, the first time I heard about you guys was through Joy, and I've loved you ever since, so...
Oh, thanks, dude.
Great. Now, look, is this when you've made it? Have you made it when you're a puppet?
Oh, I think so. When you get a little doppelganger made of plastic of yourself, I think that's when, you realise that, my God, I am who I am.
And, of course, we're talking about your brand-new track, Kansas City.
Yeah.
I've been watching it. Miss Connie, she's, like, unbelievably attractive as a human and... unbelievably cute as a puppet.
Oh, well, gee whiz, that's a bit weird, isn't it?
It is a bit weird.
A sexy puppet.
It is weird because Black Angus, yourself and Miss Connie, when you look at them, they've even got the shirt hanging out the back.
Yeah, they've got everything. These guys who are the puppeteers, they even studied our live performances to try and get our dance moves down pat. So they took it all very, very seriously.
Was there any particular reason why we've gone into puppetry?
Because some of us weren't in the country when the video clip had to be made. So we needed to come up with an idea. It's either animation or puppets. So the puppets thing won.
The puppets. Probably one of the cutest things that happens is you're checking out Miss Connie. She slaps you.
Yeah, she slaps me across the face because I touch her on the bottom. Yeah.
A little bit lifelike, aren't they, these puppets?
they're very much our doppelgangers, totally.
Is that the first time you've done something with puppets?
It's the first time I've done anything with a puppet. Just to be clear, everybody, I've never done anything with a puppet.
That's right, you do one puppet. Tell us a little bit about Spike Stent, his work with Bjork, Madonna, Gwen Stefani, Massive Attack.
Yeah, from that list of people you've said, we decided we needed to get the best. So off Angus went, he toddled overseas and spent the time with him. So the sound that came out of it is absolutely, absolutely amazing. The guy is worth every penny and he is really one of the best in the world. So yeah, we're very, very happy for him to put us on his roster, yeah.
How hard was it to get him on his roster?
There was some money talks, but he had a space for us and he really loved the album. So that made it really easy as well. So I think, he worked with things he likes. You know what I mean? So, yeah, he enjoyed the album and he knew what he could do for it. So, yeah, it was really exciting to have him. And I think the end product just proves that he is the king.
It's a bit scary, though, isn't it? Like, you go off and you see Spike Stent and you're kind of hoping he's going to say yes.
Yes, fingers crossed. And then, because anything below that, you just think, oh, no, it could have been better.
Well, no doubt when the next presenter's talking about Spike Stent, they're going to add you along with Bjork, Madonna, Gwen Stefani, Massive Attack, and, of course,
and Sneaky Sound System. That'll be a nice list to be amongst.
Now, you've got a new album coming out as well.
Yep, sure do. That's called Sneaky Sound System No. 2, and it's just coming out on the 16th of this month, so very, 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 very soon.
Yes, and we're lucky to have Kansas City here playing at Joy as well, which was in stores in July 12. You're touring too in Melbourne.
Yeah.
You're kicking off in Brisbane, though, at the Tivoli, August 16.
Yep. And then we head to Melbourne, and then we finish off in Sydney.
In Sydney, not going across to Perth?
No, not this time. We're going to go back to London, because we've just come back from there, actually. We released our first single that we released over there is called Pictures, which has already been out here. So we've been touring over there, like Glastonbury, and et cetera, but we're heading back over there after this tour here to go and really, really flog it. And then we come back to Australia again for the summer, and then hopefully we'll get over to all, Adelaide, Perth, and some of the smaller regions as well.
Sneaky Sound System is here in Melbourne, Tuesday, August 26 and Wednesday, August 27 at the Queen's Bridge. You can get across to sneakysoundsystem.com or, of course, myspace.com/sneakysoundsystem.
That's right.
Do you feel like you've got strings attached to you? Just want to go back to the puppet. Is it a bit freaky seeing yourself dance?
It is really weird. You know what? After the video clip was finished, I had to go out for dinner, so I took my little puppet out for dinner with me. and he passed out in the bathroom. So, yeah, it was a little bugger. It was really, really cute. So we've got these three puppets of ourselves now. It's like really, really strange.
Yes.
It's kind of creepy. Pretty funny.
I can see a movie happening. I can see a sneaky movie happening.
Yeah, some weird little documentary of us going around the world with our puppets, but they don't actually see us. You just see them at the Eiffel Tower, and you know.
And wouldn't it be a bit scary if they become more famous than you?
Totally. And then Miranda Kerr makes out with my puppet, not me.
Oh, no, I don't even want that visual. I think it's a little bit late. MC Double D, thank you so much for joining us here on Joy. Where to after all these tours? You said London. Have you got a vision beyond there?
Yeah, the world. We want to hit the States at some stage, but we're going to flog ourselves over in the UK for a while and see how that goes. But so far, it's going really well. All the radio stations like Radio 1, et cetera, are all playing us four times a day. So it's really, there's some momentum happening. Who knows what's going to happen?
Who knows? I can tell you what, this track's going to happen.
Yes, here it is. Hey.
Here it is. Do you want to intro it for me?
And this is our new single, Kansas City, and you're listening to Joy.
Thanks, MC Double D. Here's Sneaky Sound System. Check them out. Coming August 26th and August 27th in Melbourne. Thanks, MC.
No worries, dude.
This has been another Joy 94.9 podcast. Joy 94.9 is a gay and lesbian volunteer-based community radio station committed to providing a voice for the diverse GLBTI communities. You can support our work by becoming a member or making a donation. For details, go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.